The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we go to our colleague, Rebecca Koffler, former DIA intelligence officer, importantly, author of the book, Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. And I'm told there's a forthcoming book that takes a look at a playbook by Donald Trump. However, right now we're going to concentrate on Vladimir Putin. Rebecca, it's a pleasure to welcome you. I tell a witticism I've learned. This is from the Balkans about Putin's brain, how Putin thinks. There once was a peasant who lived between two farms that were well-to-do. Each of the farms on either side of the peasant had a really good milk cow. The peasant was discomfited, so he talked to God. They have milk cows. And God said, fine, I understand, it's not fair, I'll give you a milk cow. And the peasant said, no, 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 not that, kill theirs. Rebecca, I'm told that is Putin's brain, zero, zero sum. Does it match up to your understanding? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Pleasure to be here. Yes, this is a very standard joke about the Russian culture. The Russians have always been jealous of Europe. They looked up to Europe. They thought that Europe is very developed, very much developed compared to Russia. And this is why exactly Peter the Great went, the Russians are, went to Europe disguised as just a regular person to observe exactly how they were doing things to make their land so prosperous. And then he came back to Russia and he tried to implement it. But a lot of things failed exactly because of that trait of the culture is jealousy. Instead of looking up and trying to emulate some of the best and the brightest practices, they try to bring it down, to level the playing field. Is that what characterizes Putin? I think that would be simplistic for us to look at that. Putin is actually highly intelligent and a strategic thinker. He's a brutal dictator, but he looks, he is playing a multidimensional chess for sure, not just with Ukraine, but in general, trying to make Russia great again.
The table in Saudi Arabia in these last hours contained the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, and the Foreign Minister of Russia, Mr. Lavrov. The agreement, we're told, from that meeting hosted by MBS was to set up working groups for each respective country and address the Ukraine war. At the same time, we have a quote from Europe saying that Mr. Trump says the trouble in Ukraine was started by Ukraine. They started the war. So what we have right now is all players moving in all directions. Gordon, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, is when Putin looks at Ukraine, does he look at it as part of Russia? Does he look at it as a sovereign state? And how does he think that his war against Ukraine will ultimately end?
Putin does not think about Ukraine as a sovereign country. Putin and Russia in general view Ukraine as part of their strategic security perimeter on which Russia relied for their security for centuries. There's a military doctrine, so to speak, that the Russians summarize as trading distance for enemy's blood. That's the centuries-old doctrine. What it means is that the adversary has to cover miles and miles, or kilometers and kilometers, hundreds and thousands of kilometers, when we talk about Russia, before they get to Moscow and St. Petersburg. So Ukraine is basically Putin's version of the Monroe Doctrine. And that is why he started this war, is to restore that security perimeter that Russia lost once the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Putin believes that at the end of this war, Russia will not necessarily own Ukraine. He's not planning to absorb Ukraine as part of Russia because it's very expensive. Ukraine right now is a basket case. Putin has destroyed it. 50% of critical infrastructure is destroyed. Ukraine entirely dependent on the United States and the West financially. But Putin believes that he will establish geopolitical control over Ukraine, either by winning ultimately the war or through elections that he is now demanding that Ukraine holds prior to the conclusion of the peace deal. But my assessment is that Putin is not interested in a peace deal that we are interested in. He is interested in A, humiliating the West, humiliating the United States through this process, restore his own image and Russia's image by being viewed right next to the leader of the free world, President Donald Trump. And he believes ultimately, Ukraine will be back in Russia's sphere of influence.
Rebecca, quickly, Rome taught us if you want peace, prepare for war. Europe did not. Therefore, what we have right now looks like a strategic defeat of Europe. Is that accurate?
100%, John, accurate. And shame on the Europeans. I personally briefed NATO in September 2013 in Brussels, just months prior to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. I laid out at the classified level Putin's plans and intentions and Russia's warfighting doctrine. And then I wrote the book at the unclassified level. But the Europeans did not want to pay for their own security. They did not bother to develop a counter strategy to Putin's playbook. And that's exactly why they are in this situation. They just thought they're going to throw in some weapons and that will do the job. It would deter Putin. But that's not how things work. So effectively, they used Ukraine and Ukrainians as human shields to protect themselves from Russia, from Putin, by not paying for their own security and actually developing a viable strategy to prevent that war. So Ukrainian blood is on Europeans' hands. This is exactly why President Trump is now compelling the Europeans to contribute not just 2%, but 5%. And they are still not happy with that. All they're doing are crying how Russia is a threat, but they don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to put the money where their mouth is. And hopefully President Trump will compel them to do so.
Rebecca Koffler, former DIA intelligence officer, author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.